This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It felt like some B-52s or something going to be flying over some.
Yes.
Some prop planes or something.
World War II era stuff.
Yeah, it does feel like that, though.
If you had to guess the year it was written, what would you guess?
1952. Let me look it up.
1941.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it sounds like World War II. I mean, it sounds like I could see, like, the videos.
That's crazy.
That's so the last time the Bears were relevant.
All right, that's right smack in the middle of World War II. So.
It is. Mm-hmm. All right, so go Bears. Saturday night, bear down. Yes, I want to go to Chicago next week. We got to play this a lot next week if we're playing the Bears.
Well, no. Not if we're playing the Bears.
Oh, well, that's true.
But this is the time to play.
Maybe it's in more like after we beat the Bears. It's more like a laughing game.
So
some plans for next week. 2 weeks from now, we'll play this after we beat the Bears, right? A couple Mondays from now. Also, we got to get Jim Miller on next week if it is the Bears, just so we could reminisce about the last Eagles-Bears.
Do you think he'd want to talk to you, Hugh?
Divisional game.
What'd you say?
Do you think he'd want to talk to you?
Who?
Jim Miller.
For what?
Who?
I mean, for what?
Ball.
Stop being coy.
No, I'm saying for what?
You know what we're talking about?
To talk ball.
For
talk Eagles
Bears.
What
do you think?
I mean, we can talk. Okay. Just better be not be disrespectful and say something crazy.
Oh, what are you going to drive back into the
No, I'm just going to say, you know how.
I think Jim would lay low after what happened last time.
You know what's funny? But you know how, you know, in situations like that, you're talking to somebody and they probably feel, I don't know how he feels. You know what I mean? So he might come in and he might have an attitude.
Well, I mean, look, he's. If we try to get him on, we're going to let him know that it's Hugh Douglas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if he comes on, then you would figure that he's going to be a grown-up about it.
Yeah, but if he's not, you know.
Now, if he's not, then he's probably not coming on.
While we're here, and now we probably should do this off the air, but we're here now. Let's workshop this.
Why are you going to ask me this on
the air? This is a group question. Mm-hmm. If we get Jim Miller on the air next week to preview an Eagles-Bears divisional round game, is it appropriate or inappropriate to bring him in playing the highlight?
You can bring it in, play in a highlight. Okay. I mean, it happens.
Well, yeah. I mean, can't guarantee that he stays on the line for the whole clip.
Yeah, I don't know.
Might do it. Get him the hang up, and then we'll have our own little moment there.
Oh, so we're going to bring him up, play in a highlight. Okay.
I would say it would probably be better to bring on the backup, because I think the backup was the one that had had more to say in that situation. I
forgot Shane Matthews?
Oh, he said something to you?
Yeah, he was like, oh, that was a dirty play or something.
I think it was Shane Matthews. Man, is that name right? Yeah, I feel like that's right.
And I was like, miss me with that.
Find him.
Okay. Man. Yeah, we'll bring him all on. Let's get every 0-1 Bear on the show next week. All right. Before we go back to the phone lines here, your thoughts on Petullo. And are you rooting for the Bears on Saturday? I am. I recognize it puts the Eagles on the road next week, but I'd rather go to Chicago, have the Rams go to Seattle rather than the Rams come here. So I'm all in on the Bears Saturday. Right? Bear down. Can we do a little check-in on the NFC East, see what they're up to? All those teams, of course, missed the playoffs, other than the Eagles, who won the division in back-to-back years. So, clearly, Joe Shane, who I guess they're keeping in New York, their GM, he was not listening to our show yesterday, where we had a war with AI. Listen to this, and this should make everyone here sleep well at night. The Giants apparently are using AI to find their next coach.
Having this runway has really helped. There's not a lot of positives of, you know, making a in-season coaching change, but having this runway to really do a deep dive on, you know, a wide array of candidates, you know, sit in my office and watch Thursday press conferences for coordinators, you know, integration of AI on some things that we've utilized, calling around. Again, it's hard when you're an assistant general manager somewhere and you're on a playoff run. You don't have a job yet to call around and do the amount of research that we can do.
What do you think, Hugh, using AI to find the next coach?
Wait a minute, ain't that buddy that called Saquon and was like,
yes,
hey.
Yes, it's true, Shane.
Same guy.
Ain't that bright.
You know,
no, he's not that
you
bright.
I bet if you ask a lot of Giants fans, they'd rather AI than him pick the next coach.
Would you rather AI or Petullo calling the plays on Sunday? If we're talking AI.
After yesterday's AI performance, probably Petullo
do his thing.
Okay, good. Yeah. So we're all kind of out on AI.
I do like the beginning of this cut, though.
Yeah, because he was like, here we go. He was like disgusted.
How did they not fire that guy? So good. All right, so we had that yesterday. The Giants are using AI to find their next coach, which probably tells you it's not going to be John Harbaugh. Also down in Dallas, can we hear from Jerry Jones as they're getting ready for their offseason, and Jerry's got some lofty goals.
My goal in life is to retire as the owner that won the most Super Bowls. That's my goal. To be retired in the NFL as the owner that won the most Super Bowls.
You have got to be smoking.
You know what's funny about, like, and I don't know if it was because nobody was in the room or that's just what he was talking, but the fact that nobody, it was like you hear a pin drop.
Yeah.
Is telling.
Can we do a little quick math together?
Ain't he about 80?
Well, so Jerry's 83. Mm-hmm. He has 3 Super Bowl rings. Robert Kraft has 6. So quick math on that means he needs 4 more rings, and after not winning one for 30 years, he needs to reel off 4 more to surpass Robert Kraft.
Well, semantics is he could still technically have the most with 6.
Okay.
Because he'd be tied for the most.
But let's go with your math. That's 3 more rings after not winning one for 30 years. He's 83 years old.
Can I say this or ask this question without anybody think that I'm trying to be disrespectful? But here's the question.
By all means, be disrespectful.
Do we really think Jerry Jones got 3 more years?
Yeah,
at 83
on the earth.
Yes, in this here world. In this here world.
That's a lot.
Like seriously, I ain't trying to be funny, dog. Because you know what's funny? I'll just tell the story. Size. You know, it was me, Elliot, and Ike, and we were going to the Eagles bathroom, right? And
where's this story going?
I'm about to tie it in for you.
You like an Elliot in the Eagles bathroom. Okay.
You know, you don't really talk, but they had
live
these signs.
In there?
No, but they had these signs up in the bathroom where it talks about diapers, wearing diapers and whatnot.
At the link.
Yes.
I've seen the signs.
You've seen the signs.
And men?
Yes, in the men's bathroom.
For men, I mean.
Diapers for men. Said 1 out of 3 men has to wear a diaper for leakage. And I was like, and I said, oh, that's not a big deal. And I was like, well, we know who the 1 in 3 is, right? But the point that I'm trying to make is this. Jerry Jones is 83 years old, right? He probably got a lot of stuff that's leaking right now. That's not, you know what I mean? Phew. No, he ain't got 3 years left. I don't think, and that's not being disrespectful. That's just, you know what I mean, just tying in the conversation that we
still
had.
Still stuck on you, Elliot, and all you
No, because it was just like.
I'm also stuck on you thinking a diaper's not that big of a deal. It feels like a big deal.
I mean, I'm not wearing no diaper. I don't even wear drawers, so I'm not putting no diaper on. I'm not doing that. So, I mean, that was probably too much. But the point is this, is that when you get older, things don't work like they used to.
Well, obviously, yeah.
And it's pretty, I don't think I'm out of place to say that at 83 years old, he probably got some leakage. So are we really giving him 3 more years? Because in order.
He gets 3 more.
And I'm giving you 3 years of going to the Super Bowl, which we know that's not going to happen.
Not a shot. Not a shot. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He gets 3 more, though.
I guess the best way
You sure?
No.
Well, I think we could agree on this.
83, that's 86.
With the way he's lived, he's on borrowed time, right? Like there's
like, you really just talk about what I just said, and you just said that seriously?
The absolute glory hole.
You gonna chastise me for that? Did you just say he was on borrowed time?
Is he seriously? Not?
Well, what do you call it?
I know. You did the guy's up saying, in that booth drinking water though, like, in that glass mug.
I'm just saying.
This man's in a pay by month subscription
right
now.
If the man upstairs blessed me to see 83, you know what I'm doing every morning when I wake up? Damn, I'm still here. Like every morning, I'm like, damn. I'm like, damn, I'm still here. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
The idea that he's going to win three more Super Bowls is it's ridiculous. Dude, it is ridiculous.
At 83, that's some lofty expectation. Like, seriously, all jokes aside.
Yeah, no, it's nuts.
That's lofty.
I mean, just say, I hope I'm around for one more. I mean, that's it.
That's all. Because we, at 83, dog, you on your way. Like, everybody like, oh, he woke up this morning? Damn. Like, seriously. You know what? I was binge watching The Mighty Gemstone, underrated show, by the way.
Righteous Gemstone? Yeah, with Danny McBride.
Underrated show.
I agree. It's a good show.
And there was one scene with dude, mother, they were at church and she was leaning in the chair. And they were like, she ain't moving. They was like, she ain't moving. And there's like, he's like, mom. And they said, oh, no, she's still with us. She's still with us. But that's where you're at.
Yeah.
Like at 83, dog, that's where I'm at. I'm not mad at anybody checking to see. At 83, am I still here?
So you're not making big plans at 83?
No.
Trying to wake up the next day.
I'm just like, yeah, I'm just happy to see another day.
I really am surprised, though. You seem to think diapers are not that big of a deal. If you have to.
I'm just saying.
You just seem to downplay it. Like, oh, well.
I'm not wearing a diaper. Like, whatever happens
with me. You don't even wear underwear.
That's what I'm saying. Whatever happens with me when I get older, that's somebody else's mess that they're going to have to clean up. If I'm in that position.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But I'm like, no, I'm not.
Feel bad for those around you.
I'm not wearing no diaper, though. Okay. I'm wearing no diaper.
One more quick note on the NFC East. There was a list of potential coordinator candidates because the Cowboys fired Eberflus, right? He's out as defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
One of the names on the list was Matt Patricia. Let's welcome that one.
That man has nine lives. He didn't got on that Ozempic and lost all that weight and is on the come up. Like, seriously.
He actually did a good job at Ohio State.
He did. He didn't do a bad job. He's on the come up, man. Yeah. And I remember when we were at the Super Bowl, we got a chance to talk to him a little bit. And he was talking about how, you know, he was tasked to take over the defense. And it was a hard task to do because it wasn't his defense. He's running somebody else's defense.
Yeah, that was a mess.
So, yeah, for him to get another bite at the apple, man, I'm happy for him. Well, he seemed like a pretty good dude.
Sure, I'd also be happy if he ran the Cowboys defense because he stunk running the Eagles defense. So
yeah, but I think this would be different because it would actually be his
You think
defense.
He'd actually do a good job?
I think he'd be pretty decent.
Okay.
I think he'd be pretty decent.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of their candidates, so we shall see. All right, 215-592-9494. Now that we talked through AI and adult diapers and if Jerry's on borrowed time, let's go back to the phone lines here. George in L.A. is up. Hey, George.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, George, what's up?
Real good, real good. So listen, I'm not going to long talk you, but here's my thought on Petullo, okay? If we lose on Sunday, Petullo has to go. But if we win on Sunday, Petullo might still have to go. Because it's not just that we win, it's how we win, right? Mm. Because we can win this game against the Niners by scoring in the teens. But that's not sustainable. We saw what Petullo called versus the Commodores. When we threw the ball like eight times in a row. Now, I've been a fan of the Eagles for decades. I'm in my 40s. And I'm telling you that in the years where this team had success, we had a two-headed monster running the ball.
Mm.
Miles Sanders and Kenny Gainwell.
Mm.
LeGarrette Blount and Joseph Ajayi. Even Boston Scott was a giant killer, right? We got a change of pace back in Tank Bigsby that everybody can see as a spark alongside a home run hitter, Saquon Barkley. And he sits the whole fourth quarter while Petullo calls eight pass plays in a row for Tanner off-key. There's no chess in his play calling. There's barely any motion in the pre-snap. There isn't an awareness of what cadence of plays to revisit based upon what the defense responds with. He's just calling what he wants to call and not paying attention to the game. And so what I'm saying is, Sunday, if for some godforsaken reason we lose, he's got to go. If he wins... If we win, it's not just because we won. It's because of what he responded with. It's not going to be enough just to win and say, hey, let's see what happens next week.
Chess,
the
not checkers.
The same thing happened.
Yeah.
Say what? Gotcha.
I said chess, not checkers.
Chess,
yeah.
Not checkers.
Yeah.
Chess, not checkers. And here's the thing, right? It's got to be noted that Jalen has had a different play caller for the last 5 years. So if you're dealing with what kind of advantages we can give our team, it would be nice to keep the same play caller again mm-hmm. so that maybe
yes.
we can keep the same line of communication.
Yes.
But we can't keep the same play caller just because we're winning by scoring 13 points and 19 points. It has to be something that takes advantage of all the money we're spending with this offensive juggernaut during what is probably a limited amount of potential time that we have with these players.
And George, I get it. I get what you just said. And if they do move on, it's gonna that reasoning is it. And George, we preach this phone call that they're gonna say we have all this, like Hugh has been saying, we gotta get more out of it. And they may do that, but I just don't want to hear peep anyone next year about new coordinator for the millionth year. All right, well then they have a coordinator they could keep and keep continuity.
No, I'm listening, but we got this game tonight. Who you got?
What game tonight?
I'm trying to get this money.
Yeah.
So
I like Ole Miss tonight. I like Ole Miss.
You like Ole Miss?
Yeah.
I like Miami.
We're working right now.
No, I'm saying, Kyle,
what are you doing?
Listen.
What's the spread?
We are on the cusp of having the absolute greatest sports weekend on the planet.
It's the best football 5 days of the year.
And I need to cash out.
No,
I need
to cash in. Yeah, but we were just doing a thing on.
No, I mean, I get it. I was there. But I just wanted to ask Joe what he thought about it real quick.
We break in 7 minutes.
I'm just saying. Okay. I wanted to see what I wanted to see his thoughts.
Who's the favorite? Ole Miss the favorite?
Yeah, I think Ole Miss is the favorite.
You're sure you're not leaking?
Really?
All right, let's talk to Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Columbus, New Jersey. What's up, Steve?
Steve?
Yeah, how you doing?
What's up, Steve, man? What's up?
I'm good. How's everybody?
Oh, we're good, Steve.
We ain't leaking.
Nobody's leaking here.
Hey, Hugh, best of luck on your adventure moving into coaching in the NFL.
Yeah, man, it's definitely going to be an adventure. No question about that.
Oh, yeah, especially for the Falcons fans watching that nonsense.
I don't want a part of that. I'm happy staying here in New Jersey and staying with the Eagles. But I'm... Hugh.
Yes.
Dan may have had an ability to throw receivers open, but he never won the Super Bowl. And he only made it to one, mm-hmm. losing to San Francisco 38-19. That was 16, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he was all that great to be honest.
Oh, Steve, hold on, I just want to clarify words of mine. Dan Marino wasn't that great?
Yeah, Steve, don't do that. Don't do that.
61% win percentage. You know what Jalen is?
Steve,
go ahead. Tell me,
Steve.
Yeah? That was not. First of all, Steve, I that's not the point that I was trying to make.
I need this so I can sleep tonight. Steve, who's a better quarterback, Dan Marino or Jalen Hurts?
Jalen Hurts, 72% win percentage.
Oh, Marino, Steve, no.
Marino, 61%.
Steve,
in a league, in a league where they didn't throw the ball as much, but you got it.
Let me finish,
Steve.
You can tear me apart. You can tear me apart when I'm done.
No, I'm gonna collapse.
Nick,
I'm gonna collapse.
Nick,
not gonna tear anyone apart.
Nick, 69% win percentage. Kyle, 55%.
speed?
Maybe Nick hasn't been around as long yet,
yeah.
But I think that's going to hold up close to those numbers.
Well, if he stays here with the Eagles, perhaps, Steve. If he went somewhere else and took over a team as bad as the Niners were, he would have won this percentage of games?
I think he's smart enough to stay with the Eagles.
Well, sure, I'd be smart enough to stay with a good company, too.
All right.
Yeah, but Steve.
Then who's making the mistakes? Then who's making the mistakes here?
Well, no one's making mistakes, Steve. we don't have Sirianni and Shanahan. It's fine. Like I see it one way, you see it another way. But I understand your side of it. You can't really believe Jalen Hurts is better than Dan Marino. You can't really believe that.
He does.
No.
You know what? Over time. And time's going to tell, right? But right now?
No, I mean, come on. Yeah, Steve, the best answer was for you to just say no.
Right
absolutely not.
Track.
That's silly.
Okay, let me put it this way.
No.
Right now, he's on track to be better than Dan Marino.
Steve, let me
do this real quick, Joe.
But he's not.
But here's the thing,
he's
Steve.
Not, guys.
You're talking about, give me those percentages that Jalen has against Dan Marino.
Please
no,
don't.
No, I just want to hear something. What you say was Jalen's is what?
Dan Marino has a win percentage over his 17 years in the NFL, of 61%.
And you know what? Let me stop you right there, Steve, because I had a chance to talk to the quarterback for the Giants when they were winning. Phil Sims.
Eli.
Wait a minute, man. Let me finish.
Eli.
No,
okay.
Phil Sims. Phil Sims said one time to me that's the area he played in with Dan Marino. That at 50 to 60%. Completion rate in the NFL at that time where they weren't throwing the ball as much.
Yeah.
That was high.
No, Steve's saying win percentage.
I'm not saying it's a completion rate here.
Which, by the way, isn't
I want to throw something in. Steve, just so we're all together. Quarterbacks that have a higher win percentage than Dan Marino. We have Jim McMahon. We have, let's go to, who else fits in this?
I thought he said completion.
Joe Theismann. Tony Romo has a higher winning percentage than Dan Marino. Tony Romo, Alex Smith, Jake Delhomme. Remember those guys? Rich Gannon, Brad Johnson has a higher win. Are these guys all better than Dan Marino?
Well, what are you basing your love for Dan Marino on?
He's one of the best players to ever play football.
See, Steve, this is where you missed.
Let me
say it. Let me.
Based on how he played the position.
Steve, let me give you context of why Dan Marino's name was brought up this morning. Because that was the first NFL game that I ever played in. And the comparison I was making was the fact that Dan Marino threw guys open and he threw with precision. That's all it was. It wasn't a comparison to Jalen or anybody else. It was my first experience in the NFL and seeing a quarterback command the offense the way that he did. That was it.
Understood. Have you seen anyone else do something similar?
Peyton Manning. I've seen Peyton do it to that level.
So another all-time great quarterback.
Yeah, but it's an art form. That was the point that I was making because Dan in that game threw with a lot of anticipation. That was the first game that I ever played in. And he threw with a lot of anticipation.
Dan, I appreciate your fandom. Yeah, Dan, I appreciate your fandom of Jalen Hurts. I feel this a lot. The discourse that we do, and as fans, it is completely disrespectful to the Eagles' other players. Steve, I find it amazing that we can decide Jalen Hurts is better than Dan Marino when he plays with the team he plays with. Saquon Barkley, Jordan Mailata, Lane Johnson, Vic Fangio conducting the defense. Great players all over the field, and we spin that to he's better than Dan Marino. Steve, I love you, man. He's not in Dan Marino's league. Like, he's not in his universe as a player.
I understand what you're saying.
But I don't know if you do.
I don't think
you do understand. Because to say, come on here and say, he's close or better than Dan Marino, it is insanity, man. It's like different galaxies of players we're talking about. Galaxies.
Okay, I understand exactly what you're saying. I truly do. But we're going into the playoffs here.
Yes.
We meet, and the question really was, all right, has Petullo won me over?
We did start with Petullo. Yeah, this was a Petullo. You're right. Yeah. It was about Petullo.
And when I called in an hour and 20 minutes ago, that was what I was prepared to speak about.
Right.
However, when I get what you're saying, I truly do, and it's very early to say Jalen Hurts is going to even be up in the top five, top 10 of all time. I get that. But my point I'm trying to make is we're going into the playoffs. We know from 2 weeks ago post-Buffalo press conferences, and I'm paraphrasing, but Nick said something to the effect when questioned about that second half, well, you know what? I got to get more involved. That's what Nick says. Then Hurts said, and he didn't want to throw Petullo under the bus, but he said, you know, something, again, paraphrasing, something about getting more aggressive. Now, I believe that Petullo's been finding his way throughout the year. In terms of last week, who knows what the reason is that they're throwing twice in the red zone within the 5-yard line. I think that's crazy.
I agree.
But there may be reasons that we don't understand, right? Maybe they didn't give a shit if they were in the second or third position. I like the fact that they're in the third position.
I do, Steve, too. I actually think it's their, we agree on that. I think it's their best path to go this way.
We got to let you go.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Steve.
we can't be doing that, man.
I like when Hugh wags his finger at the potty mouth
saying,
people.
Dog, yeah. We already
Mr. Clean.
We already on the line with the stuff that I be doing.
That's
we can't
true.
Do that.
And we got more to come.
How do we get here with the Marino stuff?
Because he heard, like, people don't listen. I am. This is what's going to help push me over the hump for the head coaching job because I've gotten comfortable.
Yes.
Because people don't listen. And it's obvious that now that help. We sit here every day and we talk and they don't hear everything that's being said. So I'm okay with that.
I just got to say, scary amount of people in the YouTube comments that are agreeing with Steve.
I'm
saying that we're crazy because Hurts is better than Marino.
Every day we go further and further from the light. Every day we're just going the wrong way. All right. Your phone calls.
It is a disease, dude.
It's
holy hell.
It hurt me as a football fan to hear that. Like I'm hurting inside today that we got there. All right.
That is funny.
I felt that. I felt it. All right, we've been pushing it all day today. We got one more segment and one more questionable piece of audio. Actually, maybe two if we rehash what happened earlier in the show, but certainly one. This one from Joel Embiid after a win last night. That, your calls, and of course, you people. Up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's playoff season, people. The hits get harder, the nights get colder, and the stakes get higher. That's not the stakes. They get higher, but some things don't change, like the slow pour of Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey over ice. I don't prefer it over ice, but that's kind of what the thing says, so we're going to go with that. Jack Daniel's and playoff football go hand in hand, so make sure you pick up a bottle at your local Fine Wine and Good Spirits location. Try out the Tennessee Honey, Fire, Apple, or the new Blackberry flavor. And don't forget the classic old number 7, Black Label. Celebrate responsibly, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.